Here we see screenshots of the disposition recommendation plan for both Sarah and James. So up on top, you see Sarah's disposition recommendation plan section, and for James at the bottom. Notice that the recommendations are specific for both Sarah and James. You'll notice that both child, adolescent, and adult full assessments have questions regarding which level of risk applies to the client. Please note that while this is ultimately a clinical determination, the risk level chosen must also be supported by the information and risk factors documented throughout the assessment. Also note that if you are struggling to determine which risk level your client falls under, please consult with your supervisor for a clinical discussion. You'll see that Sarah is recommended to receive individual therapy once a week. Family therapy is needed, individual rehab services, and will be monitored for medication evaluation. James is also recommended to receive individual therapy, individual rehab, case management, and will be referred to a psychiatrist for medication evaluation. Also note the signatures included here. Jane Doe is a licensed MFT and therefore does not require a co-signature. Notice again that her discipline as well as license number is included and the accurate date of when the assessment was fully completed.